called Mr. Roy. You left a note on my car. If you will, give me a call back. Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I just kind of scratched up the hood a little bit.
Okay.
I had your hood open, and I was using the heat from the engine to cook food.
You was what?
I had the hood open, and I started your car, and I was using the heat from the engine to cook food.
Okay. And who authorized this?
Well, nobody. I'm a hobo, and I eat outdoors, and I'm very innovative with my hobo stuff, and I just
okay.
It's one of the things I do to just kind of survive off the land. I open up
right.
People's cars and cook food from the heat of their car.
Okay, well, I would advise you probably not to do that because you know what, if you get caught, you're trespassing on other people's property.
Well, that's not property,
man.
It's not land.
Well, it is. It's property because it's somebody else's stuff.
But, I mean, that's kind of what I do. I'm a hobo. I sleep on yards and, you know, and out in public property.
Okay.
And, you know, on people's patios and porches and stuff. So I'm
right.
used to it.
Okay. So where are you from?
Oh, I used to live in Washington, but I hoboed across the country over here to Kentucky.
I see. What part of the state do you live in now, or where are you staying now?
Well, I'm right around the Bowling Green area. I don't really have an actual residence, you know, not a single spot that
right,
I stay in.
Right.
But yeah,
right.
I was cooking a warm meal on top of your engine.
Okay.
And I did get some pancake batter. That's what the ding is. I got pancake batter in the engine, and a little bit of eggs.
I see. Well, that's very, very unusual, though, because most of the homeless-style people, though, in our area, they don't have cell phones. They don't have no connection to the outside world.
Oh, that's not true.
I'm just surprised you have a cell phone.
Oh, no. It's no, a lot of us have cell phones.
Okay.
How do you know they don't have cell phones?
Well, I mean, I've just been talking to different ones of them. They don't have, so, yeah.
Oh. They're probably just lying so that you'll give them money.
Okay.
Because, you know, when we tell people that we have cell phones, they're like, oh, why don't you sell your cell phone and use that for your money, your beer money?
Yeah.
No, we all have cell phones.
Okay. Well, yeah, they might have. They might be lying to me. I don't know. It's very important that we speak the truth, though, to one another, you know.
Oh, of course.
I appreciate you being honest with me.
Oh, I'm very honest. I don't hang around with those other hobos that are dishonest.
Yeah. Yeah, first, so where you say you originally come from, the Washington State?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. I was, huh?
Well, I'm from the Seattle area, kind of by Lake Hills.
Okay, uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see. Oh, well, very interesting.
Not really.
Yeah, what?
Is it?
I'm sorry.
Nothing, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just, like, what brought you to this part of the country? I'm curious on why, you know. I mean, that's fine. You live here, but I'm just asking questions, I guess.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I just got on the wrong train, and, you know, I was sleeping in a boxcar, and the next thing you know, I wake up in Kentucky, or Indiana, actually, but then I just kept kind of moving east.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah, well.
Yep.
All right, well, hey, I appreciate you calling me back, though, Roy.
Oh, it's no problem at all. I'm sorry about the pancake batter on your engine.
I'm sure you have parents. Are they still alive? You don't know? Or what?
They're dead. I can't believe you brought that up. I gotta go, all right?
Okay.
I gotta go.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Right.
Thanks for nothing.
Yep.
Jerk.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Jerk.
Oh, come on.